and
Okay.
the civilians too, as they stay safe. And this is a dangerous time. So what can we do? I actually started this well before I knew anything going on, so it's not really relevant to the Matzav right now. But
Right.
over Shemiyat Seretz Torah, I was in beautiful Springfield, New Jersey, a wonderful
Yay.
community with wonderful people, including my daughter and grandkid and the grand son-in-law and grandkids. And they had a book there, new book by Moshe Eisenman. You know me, I'm a big fan of Rabbi Eisenman. I have
Yeah.
a couple dozen of his books. Moshe was a Rosh Yeshiva at Neir Yisrael. And this was actually a collection of his essays put together by his grandson. I don't know how active he is anymore. So I just ordered it. But I don't have it yet. So this is mostly, I took a couple pictures from the book. I felt it would be really wrong for me to steal it from the shul, right?
That'd probably be wrong.
That would be wrong.
Borrow. You could have borrowed
And then brought
with
it back to St.
permission.
Louis.
Right.
Yeah,
And brought it mailed it
back.
back.
Yeah,
Yeah,
with
that.
permission.
With permission.
Okay, so I did not, but I did take some pictures. In case you want to order it, you can add this over here. Now that shows a picture of the hardbound one. They don't offer, they don't, he, Rabbi Eisman's site doesn't offer that. He just offers his books on print on demand. I don't know where to
Hey,
put it.
listen, Danny.
Yeah.
I'll get it for you. Don't buy
I already did.
Oh, all
I
right.
already
I'm
ordered it.
waiting for Rabbi. I get your Rabbi Foreman
Wrong,
stuff.
right. So, okay. So he's talking about in Parshat Bereishit. He actually starts with Hoshana. If you remember Hoshana, we just did the Shusikot, right? We say, Laman Chelkeinu Hoshana, Laman Chaboreinu Hoshana, Laman Chagoleinu Hoshana, Laman Chadorsheinu Hoshana. It makes the point every time it's Laman Chad. It's for your sake. Our God save us. For your sake, our Creator save us. So that's his question. And he says, save us for your sake, for God's sake. So what does he ask? What does it mean? Why should Hashem, what need is there on Hashem's part that impels him to save us? What kind of question is that? For your sake, save us. Does God need us? L'manenu, Hoshana, right? We need you. What do you need? God doesn't want it. He says that, and you look at it, that this is Parshat Bereishit is about creation. So in some way, God wanted to create the world. I don't understand why. We don't know why it's here. But obviously, it was something that was important. And quotes the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Shokav Amudei Shesh, Miyasadim al Adnei Paz, the lover describing her beloved. His thighs are pillars of marble on bases of gold, and his appearance is like the cedars of Lebanon. And obviously, we're
Danny,
reading Shiram.
what do you mean it's Sefer Bereishit? What is the connection?
Parsha Breshit. This week's Parsha's Breshit.
This Parsha.
This week's Parsha, yeah, right?
But what do Hashanot have to do with it?
That's a good question. But this is the way he starts. We're going to pull it there.
Oh,
Okay?
okay.
Okay? But his point is that God wants to create the world. That's what Bereshit tells us. And he starts
Despite
off.
the argument that human beings should whether human beings should have been created or not.
Wait, whether the argument was nachat would be easier. Nachat
Oh.
lo la'adam
Well,
le'zibarot.
the second one is Bo'Renu, so that has to do
Right,
with
God
people.
created us, right? But it's Laman Chaburi, like for your sake, save us. And we'll see how that connects in the end. Okay. Right now we're saying that we're gonna start out by pointing out that Hashem Sama wants the world to exist, which is obviously gonna be the connection of Laman Cha. So if you want
Right.
to exist, you're gonna need us.
Right.
But the metaphor that we're talking about in Shir HaShirim of Shokav Amudei Shesh, literally his thighs are pillars of marble. It's the way the Medrash puts it. This Shokav. What is Shokav thighs? Zeh Olam, the stands of the world. His Amude stands on Shesh, on six. Of course, why is it called Shokav? Shemud Shenishtokeka Kadosh Baruch Hu Barato. Okay, what does Shukah mean? It means desire. God wanted to desire.
Amud
Shokav,
Shesh, like
God's
the
desire.
6 days of Bereshit.
Right. The key is that Shokav refers to that God's desire established on these six. As it says in Shir HaShirim, later it says, "A light to Shukato." That, you know, that he loves me. Shukah means love. So that shukah means his love. His love was found in sin. God loves creating the world. Minayin shekeinu omer, how do you know that God wants to create the world? Because the Shadamra says, Vayechulu ha-shamayim ba'aretz, in this week's question. We usually translate as hulu, as God created the heavens and the earth, but the word lechalot also means to want. And hulu elaloshon taiva.
Interesting.
Okay, and he quotes that is to desire something, right? The God, hulu hashemayim ba'aretz. God, the heavens and the earth were wanted. And
I thought we translate Bayahulu as he finished.
Yes,
creating.
That is the way you would read a pshat. Okay, the drush is going a very different direction with that. Yes, yeah, so certainly pshat. You're definitely going to say it got finished. Okay, but we have example nichsafa gam kalata nafshi, my soul wants and it desires, and a couple of examples when David is yearning for Avshalom to come back. It says kalad David that David wanted. If I remember that correctly, can I pull that up? Right. Okay, where's...
Oh, you still use Machom Amre. That's cool.
You know Machom Amre?
Yeah.
I don't know where Avshalom is. Here we go. Batachal David Melech, let's say to Avshalom. Right, same kala, right? David wanted to go back to Avshalom after he had exiled him, right? This idea of kala means to want. So the Chulish Mayim, God wants to create the world.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And Shemid al Mudeshay, Shemid al Maaseh Breshit, Lashishay, 6 days of creation. So that's the metaphoric reading of Shokav al Mudeshay. God wants to create the world. I have no idea what that means. But the only way that we can do in all of creation, the only things that can do what God wants is human beings, in the sense that we all want to have free will to actually decide that. And so we have other examples of what God wants in the world. Here, that's his Tehillim Kuf Bet. God chose Sion and wanted to settle there, wanted it for a place to settle. Another Tava. And Hashem says, that this is where I will stay. This is my rest. This is where I will stay. I will dwell because I want this. Hashem wants Sion. And where Rashi reads Bereshit, the whole idea of Bereshit Bara, which we always translate as in the beginning, Rashi points out that this is a smichut for. You can't really read pshat. It's the beginning of blank. God creates. It begs to have a drasha on. You're not going to look at Parsha Bereishit about creation and take any of that literally. You have to drasha it. And it's like Kamok Shoshua Rabbeinu. It's bit reishit b'shvila torah shenikri reishit. Reishit bara is for the sake of reishit. And what is reishit? It's the Torah, which is called reishit darko. Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reshit Tibuato in Yirmiyahu. That was for the sake, Rashi says, of the Torah of Yisrael. So Hashem wants to create the world because he wants Sion, he wants Yisrael, he wants Torah. That's creation. So what does it mean that Hashem wants these things? What does Hashem want? It means that Hashem wants to create the world. I connected that to where Rabbi Shulman actually looked at the story of Kayan and Hevel. Rabbi Shulman's been doing, going through Sefer Parashat Bereishit, and a little bit every week over the past couple of months. And we get to Kayin and Havel. So we have a story of Kayin and Havel. We've already gone past creation of man. We've already gone past Gan Eden and the whole Eitz Hadaat thing. But Adam Yadar Chavish Toh, and Adam had been intimate with his wife, Batava Taylor to Kayin, and she is pregnant. She gives birth to Kayin. Tamar Kaniti each of Hashem, and he says, I have acquired a man with God, my first son. Atosif will let it at Achiv at Havel, and she has another son named Hevel. Hevel ruet son, v'kain hayo eved adama, and Hevel was a shepherd, and Cain was a farmer. The age-old conflict between the herders and the farmers starts from second generation. But v'himikisamim, and it was after a while, at the end of the number of days, v'yaveh Cain mipri adama minchal Hashem, and Cain brings an offering to God from the fruits of the land, because he's a farmer. And Hevel brings from the firstborns of his sheep and from their fats, and God turned to Hevel and his offering, and Hashem does not turn to Cain's offering. You know the story. And Cain was very angry, and his face fell. He was depressed. And Hashem tells Cain, "Why are you so angry? Why are you so sad? Why is your face fallen? Hello, im teitiv se'et." Right? Is it not that if you teitiv, then se'et? Ve'em lo teitiv, and if not teitiv, la petach. I'm leaving these untranslated here, because this is Nechama Leibowitz points out, Yosh Amrim Pasuk Zeh Wakashe Biyoteh B'chol Sefer Breishit.
Wow.
Okay, they don't say what exactly the saying here. This is the hardest pasuk to understand all of Breishit. Okay, but if Lo Teitiv, then La Petach Chata Ravitz, then sin croucheth by the door, then Lecha Teshukato. We know what that word means, right?
Yeah, that's in Shir HaShirim.
Yes, okay, that its desire, right, this chatat, the sin's desire is for you, but you can rule over, you can overcome it. So last part makes sense, right? The sin is wants you, but you can overcome it, you can be the master of it. But what does it mean, lo im teitiv se'ev, lo teitiv, a petach chatat rovitz?
Rabbi Forman has a whole book, the name, The Beast That Crouches at the Door.
Yes, that's what I do know that. Ah. So he has an entire book on this. And this is not going to be what he says.
He probably connects it back to Bereshit.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's all connected. Okay, yes. So Rashi says, where in
it's not that attempted a joke.
Okay. Rashi says it's obvious, just read the translation. Okay. So Rashi, halom teitiv, Rashi's comment, kitagumo perushel. Meaning is like the targum. So we need to look at the targum, right? The way targum puts it, Allah im totiv ovadach, that if you improve your actions, yishtabek lach, you will be forgiven. Im lo totiv ovadach, and if you don't improve your action, liom dina chetat natir, then your sin is waiting for you for the day of judgment. You will pay it back in the future. If you do tshuva, you will be forgiven. Okay, so he's reading teitiv as an intransitive verb. There's no object there. It's if you improve yourself, you make yourself better. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be forgiven. That's it is a noun. It means carry. So you can read it either
you
as
don't
carry.
Think that avodatecha is avodat Hashem?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with that. I translate it just works in general, but that doesn't change the point I'm making. If you do better.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Totiv avodah. Okay, but the question is what does se'et mean? Se'et here is saying it means to be carried. Something that is carried, either Hashem will carry the sin, as Cain himself says when after he kills his brother, and he said, Yomar Cain Hashem, Cain says to Hashem, Gadol Avanim in the so is my sin, that's a Torah question, is my sin too great to carry? Can't you forgive me? That's a se'et. Or when Moshe is praying to Hashem for the Meraglim, then he says, "Slachna b'nei Hazek ol chastecha, forgive these people because you're really merciful." Kasher nasata la'amazeh, just like you've carried these people. He says that you've forgiven them. You've bore their burden. Hi. But Noah's sleeping.
Oh.
He woke up. Oh, not sleeping.
Oh.
Hi, Noah. Hi, Eliyahu.
So innocent.
You doing okay? Okay. Okay, and that's Rashi. Read the Ram with Onklus. Imtetiv se'ed. If you do better, then there will be se'ed. There will be carrying. There will be forgiveness. God will bear that burden. Imlotetiv. And if you don't do better, la petach chatat revetz. The sin is still waiting for you. So you need to do better. Improve yourself. Ibn Ezra says, okay, he reads the tetiv means if you improve yourself, if you do better, says the nasert is means lifting, as opposed to Kayan's face falls, right? The plu panav, say it means if you do better, you'll feel better. Tiv se'et, right? Nachom benai, this is Ibn Ezra, se'et means is panim, lifting his countenance up. It says initially his face fell, which is this, he was angry, he was sad, he's depressed about what happened. Like being embarrassed, fallen. And he quotes Shmuel when Yoav is trying to not kill Asael in the rebellion, in the fight between Shaul's son and David in the civil war right after Shaul dies. Yoav is that's right, not Yoav. Abner. Abner is Shaul's a general. Asael is Yoav, David's general's brother, and Abner is going to kill Asael if he keeps chasing him. He says, stop chasing me. We don't want to have a civil war. We have enough external enemies. We don't need to fight each other. If I have to fight you, Echeset Panai, how can I lift my face up? How can I look Yoav in the eye afterwards? Tamo, meaning that the whole thing, That's a quote from Shmuel here. Any connection to current politics is purely coincidental. Tamo im asita tov, so im teitiv. If you do well, tisa panecha, you will undo the plupanav, you will feel better. Which is fine. Everyone translates like that, Archibald translates like that. But it's not what the tamim mikra imply. Okay, if you look at the tamim, it's alo im teitiv se'et. And that's a mapach pashta katon, which means that these two or tetiv se'ed go together. Okay, mm-hmm. There's no comma there. It's not, if you do better, then there will be se'ed. It's, tetiv is a transitive verb with an object of se'ed. If you improve the se'ed. Okay, so what's a se'ed then? So Chizkuni reads it as, hello, I'm tetiv se'ed. If you make your se'ed better, as an aposiopsis.
What's an aposiopsis?
Everybody knows what the word aposiopsis means, right?
Of course.
That's our first vocabulary of the day, and it means an unfinished sort of sentence suddenly broken off. When you tell your kids, you clean your room up or else, and you leave the second half unsaid, that's an aposiopsis. Okay, common thing to do in any human language, but now you know it's got a name. Meaning,
aposiopsis.
That if you improve, and se'et means things that are carried, possessions, stuff. Okay, the word is come. We see that when the bracha of Reuven b'chori ata, you are right. Yaakov tells Reuven, you are my firstborn. Kochi v'reshit ani, my strength, first of my power. Yeter se'et. You get the most stuff, right? The double portion of the Bechor, Yeter Oz and greater power. You should be the leader. And of course, he doesn't get that. But yeah, that's Yeter Se'et. So this way, the Chuskuni put it, that hello, Imtetiv Se'et, if you improve your things, the quality of your sacrifice, right? The problem is that you just brought the plants and Hevel brought me Bechor, so no, Michel Vehen, the fats. So if you do better, you can. I will listen to you too. This is Kuni Halom Tetiv Se'et Lashon Doron, right? Se'et is then sense of the gift, what you're offering. And he quotes from Yosef giving gifts to his brothers when they finally reconcile. Abisa Masaot Meit Panav. They all took Masaot things that were carried, possessions, said from him. Klomar, im teitiva daron shetach, right? If you improve your gift, shetachzor v'tavid tavon acher, you go back and you bring a better mincha, it kabel mutav, it'll be accepted. Great. Im lo teitiva daron, and if you don't improve these, improve your gift, a petach chatat revetz, then the sin crouches by the door. In other words, you will continue down this path and things will get worse. Pasuk zeh mikitzrei lashanhu, and this pasuk is a aposiopesis. It's a cutting short of the language there. Just like it says, we'll see later, lochein kol harekayin, but Hashem doesn't say what will happen. You know, that I'm protecting God, therefore anyone who hurts Kayin, without any words there, right? It implied bad things will happen. Or famously, where David conquers Yerushalayim, he says, "Kol makei yivusi begabit sanor." Anyone who can conquer yivusi, sneaking up the water to the drainage pipes, and it leaves the consequence unsaid, but he will become the leader of my conquest there. So this is again, so that yalo im teitiv se'et, if you improve your mincha, your gift to God, implied, then things will go well. V'imlo teitiv apetachat revetz. That's the chizkun. Malvim agrees that chizkuni refers to the quality of sacrifice. But he says exactly opposite of chizkuni. Hashem is telling Kayan, not if you do a bring a better sacrifice, things will go well. Hashem is telling Kayan that Hashem doesn't care how impressive your karban is. God doesn't really need karbanot. He doesn't want karbanot. He's going to quote famous, I mean, Nevi'im always talk about this, about God doesn't want your sacrifice. Right. So this he's going to quote.
Well, he wants them. He doesn't want them if you're not also good people.
There's a point to that. You're missing the point if you're just giving stuff.
Right. But he wants them. He wants them done right, but nicely.
Well, when Shmuel confronts Shaul about the whole Amalek, Shmuel says, does God want all sacrifices, offerings, and holy barbecues, kishmo b'kol Hashem, as much as he wants just listening to God, that listening is better than sacrifices, lakshiv mechela ve'lim, and attending to God's word is better than the fat of rams. Ki chatat kesem meri, plus a misleading sacrifice is itself rebellion. It's not our service. Vavenu trafim hefzer, and it is like a sin and like have offering to trafim. Since you've spurned God's word, so Hashem has rejected you as being king. So this is the Malbim. Read it as whether or not. Hashem's telling Kayan, I don't need the sacrifice. Right, Rakhine Shmo Mizevach Tov, as we just said. Right, that what I'm looking for is your service, not your sacrifice. Bikahu, Shetetiv Masecha. You need to do better. Lo Etavat Hamasot Mincha, and not Lo Hatavat Hamasot Mincha, and not improving the stuff. Ma Shetetiv Hamasot Liyotzebe. Now, and even if you do give more, so read that pasuk as. Hello, im teitiv se'et v'imlo teitiv. Whether or not, isn't that true that whether or not you give more se'et, you give more stuff, or you don't, still the
pelapetah. Either way.
Either way, okay? You don't need to give better quality sacrifice. That isn't why I've rejected you. Right? Im benata teitiv se'et, whether you bring improve the mincha, or you don't. It doesn't matter. Because your sin is still there. It's still waiting by the door. You need to improve yourself. What good is giving more of this gift? Im be'et tiftach ha'peta, because as soon as you open the door, as it were, lavia mincha, to bring this gift, rovetz achatat dekatregalecha, your sin is still standing there. You're doing something wrong here. As the Gemara says, we'll read it, ritza la'praklit nichnas doron acharav. Once you've paid off the prosecution and you've come out innocent, then you can bring a gift. Okay, we'll look at that Gemara. But if the prosecutor is still there waiting for you at the door, then bringing a gift doesn't do anything. You can't bribe the judge.
So what was Cain doing wrong? What was so bad about him?
That's what we're going to see. What was he doing? Okay, and what was the difference with Hebel is really the key.
Yeah.
We look at the words there, right? We said it was not the matter of the Bechor and the Chelev. Okay, and this is the Gemara of Vachim talking about what an Ola is. It's an Ola is Dorani. Dorani. Right? Allah, beginning an Ola to Hashem is a gift. It's a way of saying, thank you, Abba, well, I appreciate one relationship with you. Echidami. And when does that apply? Ida lekatshuva. If you haven't done tshuva, then Zevach Rasha'im Toiva. That's the Zevach Rasha'im. He said, God doesn't want that sacrifice. Ida ika tshuva. And if you've done tshuva, then you don't need more sacrifices. Tanya Gemara says, Avraham mitzvah aseh v'shav, you do it, you violate a mitzvah and you do tshuva, lozaz misham ad shemochlim, lo, God won't budge without forgiving you. It's meant to be just simply a statement of giving. Thank you, Hashem. Tanya Mihachi, we have a bright story that's similar. Amar Shimon, chatat lamaba, lifnei Allah, why when you bring a chatat and ola, you bring the chatat first, because the chatat expressed the tshuva. And the mashal to a praklit shenichnas, right, when you're coming in, the praklit is translated as a judge who's gone into the chambers, he's going to judge you. Once ritza praklit, but once you've made your case, you've appeased the judge, you've been judged not guilty, then nichnas don arachra, then you can bring an ola afterwards. So the argument is that Cain looked at the carbon as a kind of theurgy. That's our second word of the day.
What?
Theurgy.
It's theurgy.
Theurgy, okay? Which is act of compelling a supernatural power, okay? That it's a mincha, it's a gift to bribe God. Okay, he's a farmer. Arua damaba barecha, there's a curse on the land, so I will give, God obviously wants some of this, my crops, I'll give some of the crops here. Hevel said something else. He's giving bechrot son o. And the difference is that it's from his flock. There was a sense of Hevel was giving something of himself, something that he was giving up. That's what the sacrifice means. Cain's attitude was be pri adama, I'm giving you fruit. God, you want more fruit. I'll give you fruit. That Mavim says is the difference. Marshall says the difference.
You know, it's like we know Cain was doing something wrong because of God's reaction, but the psukim. So then we could think, what did he? What would it have been? But the psukim don't give us a clue.
Right, so that's why we have to look at the difference in the words. That's all we have.
So where do you see a difference?
It's me.
Well, now they do give it them.
It's not perav, perotav. Kayim, so we're saying the difference is Kayim brought me pri adama and so no.
Oh.
Okay. The word sacrifice means giving something up. He gave something up. Kayim didn't have a sense of giving something up. This is the payment.
Okay.
I'm bribing God. No sense he's offering anything. Right? No sense that Kayim was part of this, want to get closer to Hashem. That's what the Zebach is supposed to be there. And that's what Hashem wants from creation, right? Shmoah is better than Zevach Tov. That's what Hashem wants. That's what Hashem needs the human being for. Hashem's creating the world so that we can say, Hashem, I want to be close to you. So that's Rav Eisenman concludes with that. So as we've said repeatedly, Hashem is absolutely omnipotent. There is, however, one thing that he lacks on his own, is the loyalty of his servants. This is something that is, by definition, possible without Klal Yisrael, in the broader sense of those who listen to Hashem. I was talking of kind of Hebel, there was no Klal Yisrael. Hashem created everything, but if he had fashioned us with natural inborn loyalty, the loyalty would mean nothing. The fact we have free will and still want to come close to Hashem, that's what Hashem wants. So that's what we say, Lamancha. This is for your sake. Save us because we are expressing that. We, when Hashem created the world for Yisrael, Tzion, Torah. That's what we are representing. We are the ones. And so that we can give you what it is that you want. You can't get anywhere else. So that's where we can say, Lamancha Elokeinu Hoshana. That's what it means to say the world was created for the sake of Yisrael, not so much us as but those who can express loyalty and a desire for closeness to Hashem. I thought that was a nice thought.
Nice. That's maybe relevant that asking Hashem to save us because ultimately it's for Hashem's benefit.
We have to be the ones who are deserving of that and acknowledging that.
Yeah. And all the mitzvot people are doing, and even people who don't usually keep mitzvot that are taking on things to, you know.
And hopefully heal a little bit of the sinat chinam that we've been seeing over the past couple of months.
The what? Sorry?
Sinat chinam.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yes.
Getting.
Yeah.
Will heal some.
Reunifying.
Yeah.
Should be a zechut, and Hashem will say, Lamancha, okay, I need
so
you.
So the Lamancha, don't we see it when Moshe tells God, the people don't deserve it, but do it for your name, so the Goyim right. will see your grace?
Nechil Hashem, if Israel is destroyed. So that's
does it use that word, Lamancha?
I don't think it uses. I don't think it uses that expression directly. It's the same idea. Here we can get it.
It's a little different.
It's a little different. There, it's sort of okay. You want people to serve you, God, and you've already sort of committed to these people very publicly.
You have to look good. You have to look good, God.
It'll look bad. That's the feeling. That's right. Not the same thing as
no.
We are serving you. Therefore, if you wipe us out, you'll have nobody. Nobody else is doing it, which is the Lamancha here. It's a little bit.
It's a little different.
I feel like David Hamel, like in Tehillim, we say it a lot. Besides, Lo Hamete Mihaluka, Lo Kol Yardei Duma. You know, right. We have this concept.
I mean, the whole thing with Kain and Hevel is you always feel this is jealousy because Hashem accepted Hevel's sacrifice. I don't want to call it sacrifice, but his
right.
service. So the brother feels, oh, then he can't accept my service. And Hashem's saying, right. No, you could do better. There's nothing to
right.
do with
so the question is, what is the doing better part?
Right.
Rashi Unklus is saying to improve your actions. Kiskuni is saying give a better sacrifice, and Malbim is saying no. If you try to improve by bringing a better sacrifice, then you're missing the point. Really, very powerful.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to stop here.